War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Kamala Harris, she's taking the day off. She's going to spend all day just to prepare for an NBC interview, which will be taped, of course. This would be like, you're a football coach, this would be like 2 weeks before the national championship if you decide not to practice. Does this make sense to you?
Well, I think they're just trying to keep her off camera, to be honest with you. She's been a disaster. Her poll numbers keep going down. Donald Trump is the Energizer Bunny. I mean, he does not quit. I mean, he keeps going and going and going. You know, he's called me before at 2 or 3 in the morning. Coach, what are you doing? I'm sleeping. What are you doing? he sleeps 2 or 3 hours a night, but he loves what he's doing. He loves the country. He's our only chance. We can't lose this. We can't have another 4 years of this nonsense of spending money that we don't have, of all the things that are going on in foreign wars. He will get us out of the wars. He will get us back to spending the right way. But we've got to get an identity back in our country. Right now, we don't have an identity, and the Democrats are all to blame for it because they pushed all this agenda that is totally nonsense.
We need you, Georgia. We need a miracle in Georgia. That's what we need. We need a miracle in Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to, you know, they say too big to rig. That's kind of the catchphrase of the Trump campaign. It's trending all over social media. I do wonder, though. The last election results were just completely ludicrous. Both of them set records. Biden gets more votes than Obama. I mean, give me a break. So what are we going to see here? Trump gets 85 million votes. Kamala gets 86. Are we going to see the second election with the most votes ever? I mean, it's what they're going to have to do. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. It's the steroid era of voting. And we're just going to pretend like we don't know what's going on. Oh, yeah, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know how Barry Bonds all of a sudden has a size 15 hat. Oh, jeez. We don't know. Yeah, two elections straight with record number of voters. Yeah, oh, yeah. Kamala got more votes than Biden. Kamala got more votes than Obama. Of course. Totally normal stuff. All right, we got more people reporting on voting machine issues. I mean, this thing is just a disaster. Look, let's just say it's innocent. Let's just say it's just like any other technology that fails. We do live shows here 10 hours a day. There's at least one tech fail a day. It happens. Do you go throughout the day? You work on a computer all day, whatever? Do you not have a tech failure every day? Of course there's going to be tech failures all over the place with this stuff. That's the innocent explanation. Paper ballots. That's the solution. Oh, the Democrats don't want that for some reason. They used to. But then they realized, well, we can't win if we have paper ballots, so we're... Yeah, we're not for paper ballots anymore. We don't like hand counting either. We love those machines. But before we do that, this is at the University of Georgia. And it's well known college students tend to lean liberal and lean Democrat. And there's a bunch of reasons for that. They are just completely subjected to the propaganda and indoctrination. Anybody that's been to college can relate to that. And also, you kind of are more of a bleeding heart person. You haven't really been in the real world to understand how it works. You haven't really dealt with the consequences of bad policy and other such things. So younger college students tend to lean liberal. What happened today at the University of Georgia, I mean, this is like a miracle in and of itself. And we need you, Georgia. We need you bad. You had a Kamala Harris event and a Trump event happening simultaneously. Neither of the candidates were there. These were just booths. These were just pop-up booths. So a pop-up booth for Harris and a pop-up booth for Trump, both in the same circle here at the University of Georgia. And look at this video in clip number two. Look at the difference in crowd size and support. So there's your Harris Walls booth, like five people, maybe 10. And then you turn around and you have like 5,000 people surrounding the Trump booth. So, I mean, I can count right there. It's like there's like three volunteers at the Harris Walls booth, and they're giving out food and candy. And then there's like five students that are there curious about it. And then you pan the camera around, and I mean, 1,000 plus. I mean, you can't even count them all. That's at least 1,000 people there surrounding, much of them with the Trump hat on their head, right outside of the football stadium there. We need you, Georgia. We need you, Georgia. We need those. We need the young voters. We need the old voters. We need the women voters. We need you, Georgia. We need you. We need you big. We need you big, Georgia. And that is a beautiful scene. And that's the perfect representation of where we're really at politically in this country. That's the perfect representation of where we're really at. But, of course, we know we don't get these results in the media. We don't get this representation in the media. And then, of course, the actual election is an entirely different story. But, again, if you're an audio audience here, it's a Harris Walls booth at the University of Georgia, and there's like less than 10 people gathered around it, and then you pan the camera. You can't even get anywhere near the Trump booth. The scene is just a mob scene. Thousands of students, hundreds of Trump hats. It's like trying to get through the mosh pit at a Slipknot show during a music festival. I mean, forget about it. That's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we're at. Now let's hear some of these other reports on the voting machines. Here's an individual in Illinois. They're early voting in Illinois as of yesterday, and he was having problems. Here's what he had to say in clip 19.
Well, so much for early voting. Their scanner's broken, and they said, don't worry, we'll just put it in a box, and we'll make sure we scan them all tonight when everybody leaves. And I said, no, I'll come back another day.
Okay. So that's Illinois. Now, Tarrant County, Texas voters report problems with voting machine. People who selected Trump on the screen are seeing Harris on the printed ballot. Here's that report in clip 20.
James Carpenter, I just voted in the White Settlement election. I voted for one president, checked it on the video screen. When I got the paper ballot, it had the other candidate's name on it. Check your paper ballots, everybody.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Yep. You got to check that ballot. You got to double check that ballot. And I mean, double check your actual vote selection, double check the ballot. Now, I could play these videos all day long. They're all over the internet. Let me just present it like this. I'm going to go with the most innocent explanation. All right? We can talk about rigged machines and election theft, whatever. Let's just look at it. Let's look at the most innocent explanation of this, because it's happening across the country. It's happening everywhere. We've heard it in Georgia, Illinois, Texas, Tennessee. It's happening everywhere. This technology is not fail-proof. This technology has all kinds of issues every single election cycle. A litany of issues. It's not just the issue of it flipping votes or printing off the wrong vote. We've had hacking issues. We've had paper issues. We've had ink issues, power issues. That's what comes with this technology. So it shouldn't even be an issue here. We've tried the voting machines. We have problems every year. Let's just go back to paper ballots. Let's just get back to it. And hey, look, you can use, if you want to use the machine in some way, shape, or form during the process, fine. But you can't even get a machine to print out the ballot with the right vote on it. And if it's the machine tabulating the vote, Well, golly gee, you can see that there could be some big problems there. You could see there could be some big problems with that. So unfortunately, the technology just clearly isn't perfect. And I don't know if a perfect technology for this would ever exist, but issues all over the place. So it's pretty simple. Paper ballots, hand counted. And then, you know, I mean, I still think you could go with the live tabulator right there too, just so you know, it's like from the beginning process to the end, you can have complete faith that your vote was counted and counted accurately. You go in, you get your paper ballot, you vote with it, you turn it in, they can count it right there. They can count it right there, and then you can look at the big board and see the total and see, okay, did it increase the total of what I voted for? Yep, it did. Great, I'm out. But, you know, it seems so simple. Why wouldn't people embrace that? Well, maybe they don't want fair elections. Maybe they don't want fair elections. What else am I left to believe? All right, now, a couple other stories here. The Russia in collusion narrative is back. U.S. officials say Russia is spreading falsehoods about Tim Walz. Yes, U.S. intel officials. Oh, there they are again. The intel officials that keep getting everything wrong when it comes to elections and politics and the candidates. The intelligence community